When you think of Baroque music, you probably think Europe. Bach, Handel, Vivaldi. But this Sunday, the Omaha Chamber Music Society is making the case that Baroque music had a whole other life in Latin America. Violinist and director Sarah Kreiner has spent years studying that music, and this summer, she gets to share it with Omaha.
This is my area of expertise. This is my love. I did my doctoral research in this area, so that helped. It's kind of great to put together a program like this because I sort of got to pick all my favorites and then also things that maybe I don't know as well, but I've been dying to program.
Kreiner curated the entire program, pulling music from the cathedral archives in Mexico, mission collections in Bolivia, and churches in Colombia. One piece she tracked down exists only in the appendix of a scholar's dissertation. She wrote to him and asked him if the Chamber Society could perform it. He agreed right on the spot. The ensemble is built for this repertoire. Not one, not two, not three, but four bass players, plus other strings, percussions, and an instrument that not many people have seen it live.
We're calling it Rhythms, Reverence, Revelry from Baroque Latin America, and it features composers and compositions from the 17th and early 18th centuries by Latin American composers who are either native to Central and South America or might have immigrated there. I've looked at Sarah's program notes and her program, and none of the composers are even remotely familiar to me, although some of the music styles and compositional techniques are something that we're all familiar with from European Baroque music. This is really a brand new experience for us, so we're really looking forward to it.
The music comes from Bolivia, Peru, Mexico, and Colombia. One of the Colombian pieces might be making its Omaha debut. And the mother of Sarah's husband, conductor Alejandro Gomez Guillen, helped bring that work to light in Colombia. Now it's coming here. And while the music was originally written for voices and sacred settings, it did not stay neatly inside the church walls.
Especially with this mission music, the Jesuits did it, getting music that people, like tunes people might know as a way to introduce Christian texts. The landscape even further blurred. And actually, a lot of these composers were teachers too. So some of those are pedagogical tools, both to teach religion and also just Western classical music. There's almost no music on this program that we're going to start at the top of the page and play to the end of the page and be done. Even curating that and figuring out like the whole roadmap of the thing is half the adventure too. Not to mention the elements of improvisation, of course, that we have the Theorbo, which Jay mentioned. I'm really excited about that. People might not know that instrument or maybe haven't seen one live.
There will even be a donkey jawbone in the percussion section. Sarah's sister, who runs a cattle ranch in Colorado, shipped one to Omaha. It is a percussion instrument with roots in Peru, and it has been used across the Latin America for centuries. This is the final concert of the Chamber Music Society's 2026 Summer Series. And by all counts, it's going out with a sound most Omaha audiences have never heard before. The concert is this Sunday 28 at 3 p.m. at the Omaha Conservatory of Music Concert Hall. There is a pre-concert event at 2:30, and tickets are available at omahachambermusic.org. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.